Blog Talk Radio.
This is Cinelio Romani. You're tuned in to Flavors Jazz. Flavors Jazz, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Flavor of Jazz on Flavor News Radio. I am excited about today. Later on in the show, I am going to feature some music from a very, very special artist that I've become very good friends of and with. And I'm going to feature some new music that's off of a new CD he is just releasing. But I'm also going to share some of his older sounds, which I absolutely love. But again, you are listening to the Flavor of Jazz on Flavor News Radio, and I play a variety of tracks that you can find from independent jazz artists from right here in the Pacific Northwest, where I am, to across the United States and even around the globe. I seem to have frogs in my throat on Sunday mornings. I guess it's just because it's so early, huh? I apologize if my voice sounds kind of yucky. But you know what? Let me start out this morning with a piece by one of my favorite jazz vocalists. And this is LaBerry Jordan, and I'm going to play her signature song, Sunflowers in My Garden.
Hello, pretty yellow flowers of the sun. So nice to see you when I rise. When I look outside my window, I behold Mother Nature's grand design. There's a festival of color blazing in the morning sunshine. The sight that brings me so much joy and puts a smile on my face is the golden yellow petals of my favorite bloom as it crowns this sacred space.
Sunflowers in my garden follow the path.
It's amazing that something so beautiful begins as a simple seed. And the very thing designed to make it grow reflects the thing that it would be. To wake each day and bathe within this solar flower's golden ray. Set before your very eyes, this flower sees the sun along its way.
Sunflowers in my garden follow the path of the sun. Sunflowers in my garden follow the path.
Flowers of the sun, so nice to see you when I rise. Hello, pretty yellow flowers of the sun. So nice to see you when I rise. What a perfect way to begin the day. Beautiful golden sunflowers on display, planted in the garden, born on solar wind, turns itself toward the sun as the day begins. What a perfect way to begin the day. Beautiful golden sunflowers on display, planted in the garden, born on solar wind, turns itself toward the sun as the day begins.
Sunflower in My Garden by Waberi Jordan. So I want to welcome everybody to the Flavor of Jazz this morning. I'm still trying to wake up. I've got my coffee brewing in the back, so with the next track, I'm going to get up and fix some coffee. But I'm so glad that you came out to hang out with me this morning. It's kind of gloomy here in Seattle, but that's all right. You know, I'll put some sunshine in your garden through the flowers. Through the music that I'm going to play for you this morning. And again, later on in the show, I'm going to feature a few tracks from Stephen Jerome Ferguson's new CD, which I'm so excited to be able to play and debut some of his new sounds this morning. So I'm going to play a piece by Russell Blake. This is a piece I don't believe that I've played before, and it's called Freedom.
I just wanna praise your name. You have made the
Freedom by Russell Blake out of California. Now I'm going to take you over to Rome, Italy, and play a piece by Antonio Ferraro, and this is called Percosso.
Thank you.
That beautiful piece was by Antonio Ferraro out of Rome, Italy, and it's called Percasso. Now I'm going to bring you back up here to the Pacific Northwest. I'm still trying to clear the frog out of my throat. I apologize. I am drinking my coffee and all of that, and I am awake. But anyway, I'm going to play a piece by T-Soak, and this is called Victory Song. All right, that piece is called Victory Song by T-Soak. He's an amazing saxophonist up here in Seattle, Washington. Let me scroll up my list and see who else I can bring to you. You know what? I'm going to play a piece. And I'm so excited to be reconnected with this gentleman. I'm going to play a piece by Roger Pickies, somebody that I grew up with, and this is called Loving You.
And you want to know if I still love you, baby. Sing your children a home. Thank you.
All right, that was Loving You by Roger Pegues. He's an artist out of the Pacific Northwest, and he is somebody that I've known since I was about 12 years old. I remember watching him play the keyboards and singing on the stage at Meany Middle School to joining the jazz band at Garfield when we were in high school. So I am excited to be reconnected. You can find Roger over at the Fair Gallery Cafe, and you know, he's doing some great things over there. So let me just continue on my list. I want to play a piece by Melvin Chenault out of the Detroit, Michigan area, and this is called Lost Without You.
Thank you.
That amazing piece was called Lost Without You by Ralph. Oh, excuse me. I'm looking at the next name. Melvin Chenault. He's one of my favorite guitarists now that I'm coming to know him. He regularly sends me new pieces, and I just really, really love being able to share his sound with you this morning. I'm going to take you out to Tennessee and play a piece by another artist that I'm very, very fond of. And this is Ralph Lofton, and I'm going to play his piece called I Still Believe.
Thank you.
That beautiful piece is called I Still Believe by Ralph Lofton out of Tennessee. Now I want to take you to Ohio and play a piece by an amazing funk jazz band that I'm so appreciative of. I was supposed to have them on as a feature last week and just could not get my show to work at all. And they were so loving and so understanding, on top of the fact that they had tornado warnings out there in Ohio. So they, you know, they joked with me and said that it was their fault that the show didn't work. But this is Black Eyes, and I'm going to play Do You Ever. That was Black Eyes with their piece called Do You Ever, and Black Eyes is out of the Cleveland, Ohio area. Now I'm going to bring you back up here to the Pacific Northwest and play a piece by a band that just held an event last night, and Speakeasy Unplugged performed with them. And this is the Goodie Bag, and I'm going to play their piece called Groovelistic. Thank you. right. That was a goodie bag with their piece called Groovelistic, an amazing band out here in the Pacific Northwest. And like I said last night, Speakeasy Unplugged had the privilege of performing with them at a fancy, swanky event. And, you know, of course, I wasn't able to attend, but from what I hear, it was a great, great time. And I am working on a project with the goodie bag to put on an event out here in August. So as the details unfold, I will let you know more about that particular event. I want to welcome everybody to the Flavor of Jazz. This is one of my favorite times, even though this morning and most mornings it seems like my throat takes a minute to get adjusted to actually talking and not having a frog in it and all of that. But I got my coffee going right here, and I'm just really excited because I made a decision to dedicate, several songs later on in the show to a dear friend, Stephen Jerome Ferguson. I'm going to play some of his new music off of his new CD, which has just come out, which is called Windows to the Soul. I'll play some music off of his We Are One CD and, maybe some older music. But I just really, really want to show my love and support to this particular artist right now. And so I told him I'm going to be playing some of his music. He's not going to be able to be here at the show today, which is okay. I'm still going to play a sound, and he can come back and check out the archives later on. Let me scroll up my list and see who else I can bring to you before I bring Stephen Jerome Ferguson's Flavor to you. And let me see. Let's see whose music I can come up with first. We've got so many exciting things going on here in the West. Everybody thinks we've got it going on. You know what? And I'm just going to go ahead and claim that. You know, Friday night was my baby boy's event with Arts Infusion. Last night, the Goodie Bag and Speakeasy Unplugged performed. Today, oh my goodness, so many events today. There's the Aphrodisiac, there's the Ladies First down at the Vera Project, there is Josephine Howell out at Saigon Palms with Art Curtis. There's just so much going on here in the Pacific Northwest. So, there's no excuse to say that there's nothing to do, because there's something for everybody, there's something for all age groups and all kinds of flavors out there for you to participate in. You know, I really have come to love this particular artist. He sent me a CD. He is another local artist. I'm really looking forward to meeting him in person, and I'm going to play his rendition of Long and Winding Road, and this is Jose Juicy Gonzalez. Thank you. That was Jose G. Gonzalez, an artist from the Pacific Northwest, with his rendition of Long and Wide Row. I have to say, Juicy's music is in rotation in my car right now, and I really, really love listening to his piano playing and to his vocals. Now I'm going to take you out to Florida and play a piece by Michelle Manzo, and this is called For All We Know.
For all we know, we may never meet again, and before you go, make this moment sweet again. We won't say my heart will be in it. For all we know, this may only be a dream. We come and we go like the ripples of a stream. So love me tonight. Tomorrow was made for some. Tomorrow may never come. For all we know.
All right, that was a beautiful rendition of For All We Know by Michelle Manzo out of Florida. And I played this piece yesterday, and maybe if I do a show tomorrow, I'll play this piece. This is Memorial Day weekend. So please, you know, take a moment to remember those, you know, that have gone on before us. Remember, you know, the soldiers and the military men that have served, you know, and lost their lives. And, you know, just make sure that you let everybody know in your life that you love and care for them, that they matter, you know, because tomorrow's not promised. And this show, you know, I will also, you know, say rest in peace, Gil Scott-Heron. Man, amazing, amazing impact that you have put on this earth and into the music industry. So you are very, very much miss, but you will never be forgotten. Your music will live on and your legacy will live on. So let me scroll down my list again. I think I'm going to start playing Stephen Jerome Ferguson in about 30 minutes. So I'm going to play a piece by Alphonso Blackwell, and this is called Dance to This. Thank you. That was Alfonso Blackwell with his piece called Dance to This, and Alfonso's out of the New York area. Now I'm going to take you down to Kentucky and play a piece by Brian Jett, and this is called Hang Tough. That was Brian Jett out of Kentucky with his piece, Hang Tough. Now I'm going to take you back out to the Michigan area and play a piece by two of my favorite men. And this is John D. Green Sr. and John D. Green Jr. with their piece called Rain.
Thank you.
That beautiful piece is called Rain, and it was composed and created by John DeGreen Sr. and his son, John DeGreen Jr., who we call LJ. Absolutely beautiful, beautiful piece, LJ. So I want to take you out to Louisiana and play a piece by another favorite artist of mine. And many of the artists that I play on the Flavor of Jazz show, you can actually find over at the All Media Artists website. So if you are not aware of what that website is, I think that you should go over and check it out. It's www.allmediaartists.com. And many of the artists you can find that I play on my shows. This is Ian Villafana, and I'm going to play his piece called Lovers Come, Lovers Go. That beautiful piece is called Lovers Come, Lovers Go by Ian Villafana out of Louisiana by way of Trinidad. Now I'm going to take you out to, Alabama. Maybe it's also Louisiana. I keep meaning to check with Lloyd, where he's actually living, but I want to say that he's in Louisiana now instead of Alabama. And this is Lloyd Watson, and I'm going to play Black Rubies. Oh, excuse me. I'm going to play You Know You Want Me.
Thank you.
That was Lloyd Watson with his piece, You Know You Want Me. And Lloyd has a new CD out, which is called 4918. And you can find that at his website at lloydwatsonjr.com. And Lloyd is spelled with one L. I'm going to play one more song before I get into my special feature today, which is going to be Stephen Jerome Ferguson. I'm going to play a piece by a new group that's come my way, and they go by the name of Montana Skies. They are out of the ATL, and I'm going to play this piece called Gringo Flamenco. Pieces by a group known as Montana Skies out of the ATL, and that piece was called Gringo Flamenco. I know we're just maybe 4 minutes into it becoming 10:30 here in the Pacific Northwest, but maybe I'll just talk a little bit about why I made the decision to kind of do a short feature on Stephen Jerome Ferguson. When I say a short feature, it doesn't necessarily mean that he was going to be on the show because I did not anticipate that he would actually call into the show. If you are friends with Stephen Jerome Ferguson online, you might have seen a post by him that he was going to walk away from doing music. And I wasn't online because I was switching internet providers, and I wasn't online to know that. And I was sitting here one day, the other day, playing some Stephen Jerome Ferguson music, and just kind of chilling in my own space, and it was a great, great feeling. And I let him know that, you know, I was really appreciating and enjoying his sound on that particular day at that particular moment. And he came back to me with a response that I just wasn't really understanding. And so shortly after that, I had a very long phone conversation with him and kind of found out and felt and understood where his heart and soul is feeling right now. And one of the things when it comes to underground independent artists is the fact that they really need us as a support system. There's so many of us that are out there saying, you know, we love you, we love you, we love what you're doing, we love, what you're creating, you know, and this and that. But sometimes when it comes down to when you put your heart and soul into something and that you're actually trying to do it to make a living from, then, you also need those people that say that they love and believe in what you're doing to step up and financially support in any way they can. When it comes to events, you know, and you love what an artist is doing, usually when they're an independent artist, the events don't cost very much. So I really, really encourage anybody in their local areas to support the independent artists that they do love and respect. Check them out and actually, you know, throw out, $5, $10 to support, you know, their event or their projects, such as a CD or a book or, you know, whatever type of art it is that they're providing. Support them in that way, too, because that helps them take things to the next level. You know, there are some amazing artists that I play on my radio show that are just as good as those mainstream artists. And I don't know if they necessarily want to go mainstream because, you know, once you go mainstream, you sell your soul to that record label or whomever. So I almost, in my way, I would encourage an artist to try to stay independent. But still, even at that, there are some very, very successful independent artists out there that have maintained the rights to their own music and sound. And so, anyway, Stephen was just feeling a little just very, very discouraged, very discouraged. And, he too has had criticism about the work that he has produced and things. And I think that I'm not really sure exactly what really, really triggered his decision to step away from music. But after having a long talk, he has agreed to keep his CD up for sale. And he has put up his new CD for sale. So you can find out more about Stephen Jerome Ferguson and his music. And if you're interested and able, you know, consider purchasing one or both of his CDs. He has a CD up on his website, which is www.sjfmusic.com. His earlier CD, which actually just came out like a month or two ago, which is called We Are One. And the new CD that I will be playing some music from today is called Windows of the Soul. So anyway, with my rambling on, I just wanted to kind of explain why I made this decision to just feature some of the tracks by this amazing artist. So I'm going to play one of his older tracks, and this is called Afterglow by Stephen Jerome Ferguson. Thank you. All right, that beautiful piece is called Afterglow. Now I'm going to play one of Stephen's pieces off of his CD, which is called We Are One, and this is called Rub It Like That.
Thank you.
That particular piece is called Rub It Like That, and it is off of Stephen Jerome Ferguson's CD, which is called We Are One. Now I'm going to play a piece off of his new CD, which is called Windows to the Soul, and this particular piece is called The Four Elements.
Oh,
That amazing piece is called The Four Elements, and this is on Stephen Jerome Ferguson's brand new CD, which is called Windows to the Soul. Now I'm going to play another piece from that particular CD, and this is called Rules of the Game. That beautiful piece is called Rules of the Game. Now, Stephen Jerome Ferguson has had many opportunities to be featured on a variety of shows. He's had people just give him praise and appreciation, you know, from around the globe also. You know, his music has been categorized as music that you can listen to that kind of soothes the soul and actually can take away physical pain. There is a lady, Lady Blue, who puts on a radio show twice a month also. And she was saying how, you know, Stephen, you know, music actually helps her headaches go away. And another lady from the East Coast talked about the fact that, you know, she listens to Stephen music and it helps her fall asleep and relax. And also, honestly, it does the same for me too. It's just kind of that chill, that feel good music. It's not necessarily something you get up and you're rowdy, you know, get rowdy too and all. But he does have some other pieces that are a little bit more lively on this particular CD called Windows of the Soul. And, you know, as time goes by, I'll be able to share those pieces with you too. But I want to thank everybody that came out to listen to the Flavor of Jazz today. And I want to thank everybody who's, you know, staying with me right now as I feature songs by Stephen Jerome Ferguson. If you love what he's doing, let him know. You can find out more about Stephen at www.sjfmusic.com. He is also over on the All Media Artists website, but I believe that he did take his music down from there. So just go over to sjfmusic.com, let him know. If you're interested in purchasing his CDs, you can also find We Are One over there and Windows of the Soul. I'm going to play one more piece. This is a song that he gave me, oh, maybe 2 months ago. That is also off of Windows to the Soul, and he allowed me to debut it on the All Media Artist Features when I had him on as a guest. And this is called Spirit Song by Stephen Jerome Ferguson. That amazing piece is called Spirit Song, and it's by Stephen Jerome Ferguson, who is an artist that I've been featuring for the last 30 minutes of the Flavor of Jazz today. If you love what I'm doing, tell another person, bring a friend, bring some family the next time. And we do this every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. As my computer issues work out, I'm going to expand and do this particular show in the evening, at least one day a week, too, because I really, really love playing the jazz artists. So spread the word, you know, about what we're doing. Support an independent artist. This is why I created Flavor News. This is why I created the Flavor News radio station, so that I can find my way of supporting the underground independent artists that I think are very, very deserving of having the light shined on them, such as Stephen Jerome Ferguson. If you love his sound, I played Afterglow, Rub It Like That, The Four Elements, Rule of the Game, and Spirit Song. And you can find out more about him at www.sjfmusic.com. And he has two CDs available. One is called We Are One, and the second is called Windows of the Soul. Take care, God bless, and spread the word.